It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The state of the tech workforce 2024, CompTIA predicts 3% growth and 300,000 new tech positions. Cloud cost overruns, IT leaders brace for spending to surpass $1 trillion by 2026, per Forrester, and Best Buy's Geek Squad faces mass layoffs amid financial rebalancing and AI focus. This is the Business of Tech. Looking to reach an audience of thousands of MSPs and IT service providers? Put your ad right here on the Business of Tech and be on the show that 64% of MSPs report having listened to. A recurring top 50 tech news podcast, there are affordable options for you to reach our audience, and we can support any budget. Podcast listeners are more engaged, have a higher level of brand retention, and are more willing to listen to ads here than any other avenues. Want to know more? There's information at mspradio.com/engage, including a button to book a time to talk. I'm looking forward to that discussion. I'm back from some time off, and the best place to start is to see what conditions are like on the ground, right? The Institute for Supply Management Services Index fell to 51.4 in March, indicating a drop in expansion and a lower worry about supply chain issues. However, new data from ADP shows that private employers added 184,000 jobs in March, surpassing analysts' expectations. Pay gains remained steady for those in their jobs, but surged for job changers, raising concerns about inflation. According to CompTIA's analysis of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data, tech hiring exceeded expectations in March, with technology companies adding 6,000 workers and technology occupations throughout the economy increasing by 203,000. The unemployment rate for tech occupations dropped to 3%, and there were 191,000 new job postings for tech positions, the highest volume since August 2023. CompTIA also released their State of the Tech Workforce 2024, forecasting a 3% growth in the tech workforce and adding 300,000 new positions this year. The report suggests that U.S. technology employment is expected to see a brighter outlook this year, with 20 states and 14 metro areas exceeding the average growth rate. Long-term projections show that tech occupation employment is expected to expand at about twice the overall employment rate in the U.S. economy. Axios notes unemployment rates have risen in some populous states in the U.S., indicating pockets of weakness in the labor market. The job market now appears more uneven, with certain regions missing out on the job opportunities available in other states. California and Nevada have experienced significant increases in unemployment rates, while swing states like Arizona and Wisconsin have also seen upward movements. Despite this, many states with rising jobless rates still have historically low unemployment. The labor market in California has been affected by weakness in the tech sector, resulting in layoffs. According to Gallup's annual survey, Americans are less stressed about the economy and inflation than last year, but more worried about illegal immigration. Immigration is now the top unprompted issue of concern, with Republicans showing the highest level of worry at 73%. Consultancy KPMG's monthly Supply Chain Stability Index, made with the Association for Supply Chain Management, shows a decline in the initial months of 2024 to the lowest point since February 2021. A lower measurement means less stress in the supply chain. According to the quarterly company earnings call analysis by IoT Analytics, the key themes discussed by CEOs in Q1 2024 were AI, sustainability, and elections. AI discussions focused on individual technologies like GPUs and LLMs, while sustainability saw a resurgence with keywords related to energy efficiency and renewable energy. The mention of recession declined, but inflation saw an increase. The decline in mentions of ChatGPT and war was also observed. The Russell 2000, that proxy for small businesses, has been down in the past 2 weeks and slightly down for the year. The S&P 600, which looks at the smallest companies, was steady in the past 2 weeks, and is slightly down on the year. Why do we care? We note the dip in supply chain worries, as I recently reported about how SMBs are as concerned about supply chain issues as cybersecurity ones. That concern may fade over the course of the year, likely will be replaced with political concerns in the US in the second half of this year. If the insight is to note the trend line, then take note that AI is broadly rising, ChatGPT specifically dipping as a focal point, inflation concern trends are down, yet not entirely gone. Now I want to hit some specific technology views. From Channel Insider, at the 2024 Channel Partners Conference and Expo, IT partners and industry forecasters discussed the evolving landscape of IT service delivery. Despite economic headwinds, the IT market is projected to grow at 6.2%, with businesses and governments estimated to spend $4.94 trillion on IT and telecommunications in 2024. According to research conducted by Forrester, IT leaders expect their cloud costs to exceed budgets, with public cloud spending forecasted to reach over $1 trillion globally by 2026. The survey found that cloud workloads and costs are expected to grow rapidly over the next 2 years. Excessive storage, overconsumption of network bandwidth, and a lack of integration strategy and efficient cloud architectures contribute to rising cloud costs. The report suggests that cloud architecture integration and modernization initiatives can help reduce cloud spend and improve cost management. Pinpoint Search Group has released its Q1 2024 cybersecurity funding report, showing an increase in the number of transactions compared to Q1 2023, despite a decrease in total funding raised. The report suggests that the increased interest in later stage rounds could indicate better times ahead for cybersecurity funding. Why do we care? Cybersecurity is cooling as an investment space. We'll keep an eye there, but there are only so many cybersecurity companies needed. And let's not sleep on the cloud continuing to sweep up customer investment. Former employees of Best Buy's Geek Squad report mass layoffs, with individuals receiving short notice and being let go due to financial constraints. Best Buy's CEO mentioned the redirection of corporate resources toward areas like AI and lower industry sales as reasons for the layoffs. The company is also focused on driving efficiencies in Geek Squad repair operations and exploring opportunities in Best Buy Health. The layoffs are part of a larger effort to right-size the business and update store departments. The job's high turnover rate and relatively low pay have been noted by current and former Geek Squad employees. Why do we care? So I wanted to cover this as it concerns specific layoffs at a large player in the IT services market. It's very popular to dismiss Best Buy. I want to observe that just as not every IT provider is best in class, neither is every customer or customer segment. Geek Squad serves residential and SMB businesses and, at some level, defines the base of expectations. They do matter. Do I believe the AI reasoning? No, not yet. That said, AI could make quite a difference in basic support options, and a larger company certainly will be able to leverage it. Thanks for listening. It's nice to be back. Today is National Hug Your Dog Day and National Siblings Day. So a shout out to my siblings. Have a question you want answered? We do take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week, normally Wednesdays. There'll be a live show tomorrow, Thursday the 11th. And if you've got a comment or a thought on a story, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.